Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring him in now. Good friend of the program, Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
So watching that game last night, I guess I'm just going to start out with give me your blanket opinion.
Well, Matthew Stafford obviously had a tremendous game. And when you look at what the Packers are forced to doing with Brent Hundley. You know, if you're going to play small ball, and that's what, you know, Hundley's just not getting the ball down the field except for the one big play to Randall Cobb. When Matthew Stafford is multiple big plays down the field, you can't keep up and track me. If you're going to play small ball, you got to play great defense and run the ball well. And that's not what the Packers are doing right now. So this is a tough formula for them going forward, unless they can find some way to come up with more big plays down the field.
We talked about the necessity for defense, and you hit on that. And I think Brett Hundley played better than what he did against New Orleans. Obviously, I don't know if it's play calling, Brian. I don't know if it's play calling or if it's you know, just Brett Hundley and the inability to be able to see downfield, or maybe the pressure was getting to him. I know his throws were better. I know his decisions making was a little bit better. But when you got a defense that can't get off the field on third down, I don't care what you throw out there. I mean, you're going to have trouble anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't Brent Hundley or the lack of Aaron Rodgers that caused the Detroit Lions to not have to punt the entire game. So clearly that has to be addressed. Brent Hundley went in, it looked like, with the mentality of, okay, we're going to be efficient, and I'm not going to turn the ball over. I'm not going to put our defense on a short field. And those are good objectives for a quarterback. But on a game when the opponent's kind of going up and down the field, you're right. There comes a point when you have to transition and say, okay, that was the game plan we wanted to have coming in. Most teams are going to play the Lions and say, look, just don't give up the big play. See if they can run the ball. The one thing we're not going to do is let Matthew Stafford get cranked up down the field. Maybe he'll throw us the ball because they're not going to be able to run the ball. And then the game plan that Green Bay had probably would work. But once they started gashing you up and down the field, it's okay. Well, this isn't working. They're getting big plays down the field. So now we gotta respond in kind, and that's going to be the challenge for Green Bay going forward. Is if can they get into those kind of games, and can Hundley continue to improve now? I mean, you're going to play the Bears, and it's going to be the, you know, same type of thing. Okay. We're not going to let you run the ball. We're going to see if Mitch Trubisky can make the big plays down the field. So the game plan that they had, maybe that will work against the Bears. The Ravens the same way, because they've not been particularly explosive. But then you got to play the Steelers. And are you going to be able to keep up with them? So given their schedule, then they got the Bucks, the Browns. So given the schedule, yeah, they've got some teams that the game plan, it looks like they had intended for Detroit, could hold up against teams like the Bears and the Buccaneers and the Browns, maybe even the Panthers, who aren't particularly explosive. But you're going to, you know, in order, you're at some point, you're going to have more offensively if you're going to, beat the Steelers, if you're going to beat the Vikings, if you're going to beat these at all but in Detroit, the Lions again.
When we look at the defense, and statistically over the last few years, it hasn't been a great defense, obviously. And you don't know, is it the coaching? Is it the talent? You know, there's a culmination of things. But take us inside. As a head coach working with defensive coordinators, working with position guys, how much does a coordinator have hands-on with each individual player? And the reason I ask this is because we've seen over the last couple of weeks confusion. We've seen 10 men on the field. We've seen guys that don't really know where they're supposed to be. We saw it last night a couple of times. Guys didn't recognize what was coming at them. When it comes down to stuff like that, I mean, obviously the head coach is responsible, then the coordinator, and then it goes down from there. But what is the working relationship to try to correct those problems with specific coaches?
Well, just that. I mean, as the coordinator, of course, the head coach, you're going to be accountable for it all. But as the coordinator, you have to look. And Don Capers is an outstanding defensive coordinator. they do a lot. Dom is very creative. He's very much about working the numbers and the angles and putting his players in the best position they can. You know, I do 20 of these shows a week. And when I'm talking to teams that are struggling on defense, a lot of times you hear, well, we got to get back to basics. We got to simplify what we're doing because we're making mistakes. But then you also hear, well, but now maybe we're too basic. And teams have got too easy a beat on us. So there's a balance there. And if the things that you're talking about in terms of 10 players on the field and blown coverages, and that's what's leading, I haven't looked at the film specifically yet from the coach's copy to see exactly how the big plays where they were just matchups and blown coverages. Yeah, you got to go back and look at what we're doing, what the calls we're making, what is it the players aren't understanding that are leaving them out of position to make these plays. So, yeah, that clearly falls directly to the coordinators and then down to the position coaches.
As a head coach, you always have that tough decision at the end of the year. What position needs to be upgraded? What on your staff needs to change? Mike McCarthy said a couple of years ago when he let go of some assistants, sometimes you just need a different voice. Does a statement like that then, when you're not having success, begin to paint you into a corner?
It can, and that's not to say it's not a valid observation. There have been a lot of good coaches that have been let go in this league simply because it's just time. You're right. Sometimes it does need a new voice, a new impetus, because just to keep doing the same thing, however competent that coach may be, and that's not a comfortable place to be in, particularly when you're as good a coach as, say, a Dom Capers is. But sometimes as the head coach, yeah, when you're there long enough, and Mike McCarthy in that 10-plus year now range, that typically is a challenge that you do have to face because that different voice mentality, it's a valid observation.
Looking around the rest of the NFC, I why do people not buy into what Doug Peterson and company have going on over in Philadelphia? Why is it everybody seems to be waiting for the other shoe to fall?
Well, it's interesting. I did an event on Saturday with a bunch of lawyers in Baltimore. There's a lawyer group that was having a conference, and a bunch of them for Philadelphia. And as I'm visiting with them afterwards, I had to kind of slap them around a little bit and say, guys, your team's good. Relax. I mean, because they were the same, oh, well, they're waiting for the shoe to drop, and oh, we're not sure. And maybe it's just because that's been the pedigree of it. And Philadelphia has struggled at times. Boy, for my money, I'm loving looking at this team. They're for real. And the thing that excites me about them is you look at, obviously, Carson Wentz is playing very, very well. But the balance of what they have, Carson Wentz is on target for a 40-touchdown season, single-digit interceptions on a 500-throw year. I mean, that's balance because they're running the ball well, they're playing good defense, along with the Rams, probably the best overall team, offense, defense, and special teams in the NFL. So they're very much for real. Now, we're going to see coming up here, they're coming up on a little bit here with schedule-wise, where it's going to get interesting because as we look at it with them, there's some challenge for them, right? Excuse me. They're the real deal. And barring injury, for anybody to question that, we've seen enough football that no one should question that at all. Now, they got a couple games coming up here that are going to really be – they're going to play at Seattle and at Los Angeles. They play – and at Dallas. You know, that's obviously a real game for them as well. So these three games – then they can play Chicago at home, and you can't dismiss anybody. That's a game they should win. But at Dallas, at Seattle, at Los Angeles. They don't have to win all three. But if they can win two out of those three – then, yeah, I think you're going to remove all doubts from anybody.
Yeah, I know that the usual powers are not sitting atop many of the divisions. Seahawks are now trailing the Rams by a game, and we're talking about the Rams being a good team, and New Orleans is back on top, and obviously Minnesota is back there. So for as much as we can talk about the powers and what has happened, you can also talk about quarterback play, defenses, how teams are being built for teams that don't have Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are excelling in the National Football League. Have we seen the pendulum swing a little bit from it being the, quote, quarterback-driven league to, if you don't have a good quarterback, you better build a hell of a defense?
Well, it's still good. It still takes good quarterback play, particularly if you're going to make it to the Super Bowl. But that balance you're talking about, you look at teams like Minnesota and even New Orleans. New Orleans with Drew Brees. Now, Drew Brees is not doing what Drew Brees has done in the past. Some of it's by design. he's on pace for about a 500 throw a year. When was the last time you saw Drew Brees only throw the ball 500 times in a given year? Because they put the emphasis on the running game, and they are better on defense. We'll see how much better. Minnesota's playing great defense. Case Keenum has been solid, if not spectacular. But you still can't dismiss, you know, you're still looking at Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, Tom Brady in New England. Certainly Alex Smith is playing very well in Kansas City. We'll see how that plays out. And what's interesting is it's like New England's, you know, below the radar. When was the last time we talked about the New England Patriots?
Right.
Which is right where they want to be, and they're sitting here at 6-2. So that's a scary thought as well.
Talking with head coach Brian Billick of the Super Bowl-winning Baltimore Ravens, now with the NFL Network. Last question before I let you go, and going back to the NFC North. Obviously, the Minnesota Vikings look to be the real deal because they probably have the best defense. But I've always said the fly in the ointment could be the Bears because they're building something down there. The direction they're heading right now with that Trubisky and company on the offensive side of the football, who doesn't have much, but defensively speaking, is that a team that we should look for as being on the uptick, so to speak?
Yeah, the last month of the season, we're always looking for that team that kind of gets on a winning run, wins 4 out of 5, 3 out of 4, that you kind of think, okay, they're not doing anything this year, but yeah, this is a precursor. There's always a team that falls into that category. Chicago should fall into that category. I mean, at the end of the day, Trubisky is going to have rookie-like numbers, okay? He's not getting a high pitch count. He's going to have about the same number of interceptions as touchdowns. He's going to be, less than, right around 50% if they're lucky. So that's one of those things that it's hard to see exactly where this is going to go, although I like what I'm seeing in Mitch Trubisky. At some point, they got to let him kind of open it up and let him throw the ball a little bit. They did this last week. Threw it 32 times and no touchdowns and interception. But they got to, this is about his development as well. I like what I see there. And they're going to get better. So, yeah, this is a team that very much you want to watch at the end of the season to see how they're actually finishing.
Coach, before I let you go, I know also, just like Peter King was, you're part of the SeatGeek group, and you got a lot of good things to say about it. Obviously, they have an app on the phone that you can just go right to SeatGeek and use your name, Billick, and get $20 off your first selection, but you're all a part of it, right?
Oh, love it. People need to, if you're in the ticket market for anything, whether it's a play, a concert, obviously a sporting event, you got to go to SeatGeek.com. It just makes you a more informed consumer. Most important thing is every transaction on SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed. Where do you get 100% guarantee anywhere in life right now? And, of course, you get that $20 back if you use the promo code Billick on any of your first purchase at SeatGeek.com.
Always a pleasure to get you on the program. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us, and we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Sounds great.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you soon. There you go. Brian Billick, former head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, won a Super Bowl with them, now with the NFL Network. He is with X-Tech Pads. He works with SeatGeek.com. And great insight. Always good to get him on the program and talk a little bit about what's going on, not only in the National Football League, but here in our own backyard. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.